This fall, we've been finding hidden kitchens across America. Today, we're finding food itself. Angelo Garo is an artisan blacksmith, a forger, and a forager. The Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, have been following Angelo as he follows the seasons, harvesting the wild.
Angelo. Don't make noise, Bob. Don't make noise. Otherwise, the other hundreds will be attracted.
You have to look the wet area of the trees where there's dead stumps. They're just hiding. Pine needle carpets here. You have to be focused, you know.
We are looking for porcini mushroom. And where there's a bubble, there's a mushroom. Could be porcini, could be a poison one. So you have to be careful about it.
My name is Angelo Garo. I was born in Sicily, and now I live in San Francisco. In Sicily, I could tell by the smell what time of the year it was. Orange season, oranges, persimmons, olives, and olive oil.
Hey, look, look, Bob, come here.
That's a porcini mushroom, look at that.
Isn't that beautiful? Smell. If we find 10 like this, tonight we can cook it and make crostini mushroom. My place is, how can I describe my place? This used to be a blacksmith shop in the 1890 where all the gold digger and cowboy used to bring their horses. I do architectural wrought iron. I'm forging elements for a balcony. Listen to this one. It's like a soprano, you know? Hey, Xavier! My friend Xavier, we just went dove hunting, and tonight I'm cooking wild dove and polenta.
Angelo goes with the season. If he has hunted a boar, there will be sausage making, and there will be prosciutto making in the middle of November, turkey hunting. As you come on a day like today, you don't know what you're going to see, you don't know what you're going to smell, what you're going to eat. He's either working metal or cooking something.
I put a small little kitchen adjacent to the forge. While the metal is warming up there before I beat it up, I just come and start a recipe or something. I can make you a Sicilian poached egg.
The forge is like the old country. It's like a piece of Italy or old Europe, which is frozen in time in the middle of San Francisco. It's just a very mysterious place. It's an ironsmith forge. There's just about everything from crab nets to bow and arrows, pictures of friends, old machinery and tools. And there's a fig tree in the middle of it with fruit on it.
I have the passion of foraging, passion of hunting, opera, my work. I have the passion of cooking, pickling, curing, salami, sausage, making wine in the fall. This is my life. I do this with my friends. It's to my heart.
I've seen the most eclectic group of people coming through the forge for dinners and lunches. Angelo is the center of gravity for people from just about every class, every job. It's a pleasure. I don't think I would drive within 5 miles of here without stopping by.
Ooh, that's a beautiful hole here, right here. If you were an eel, you would live there.
We've landed at Steep Ravine on the Pacific Coast near Stinson Beach, low tide.
Today is a beautiful day.
You almost can't have Christmas without eel. It's almost like a turkey for Americans' Thanksgiving. You know, you can't have the seven fish dinner at Christmas Eve without eel.
Angelo has this theory that when people do these things communally and get together and peel the skins off of the eels, and you get to sit around as you do when you pick olives and go through the olives to sort them out, you can figure out all your psychological problems. And in Sicily, he feels there's no need to go to psychologists.
You know, in Sicily, men, if they go in the kitchen, they say that they are la sultana, l'uomo con la sultana, men with skirt. The women, they just cast you away. That's not your place. Get out of here. Stessa amore mio, io non sono più solo l'unico, hai When I moved away, I would call for recipes and for memory and smell and taste.
And now I'm trying to replicate what I left behind.
I'm trying to find some opera. It's more cheerful. Oh, we're coming to the fennel patch now. We're going to stop, pick some fennel so that I can flavor my olives that are curing in the forge. Plus, the car will smell good all the way to San Francisco. Oh, there's fennel here. Today, we are here in Colusa to hunt ducks.
Last morning of the season. After that, we put everything to rest.
The sound, croc, 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 that's coots. That's a pintail. Look, see? That's a mallard's green head calling the female. It's very nice to know the birds, to know where you live.
Angelo!
Don't shoot the decoys.
I am a duck hunter, but also I'm a nature lover. And I don't see any contradictory to love nature and life and ducks and hunt some of them and make this incredible dinner for my friend.
Angelo, why do we do what we do?
I think because we are prehistoric people. We haven't shaked out the instinct of hunting like Homo sapiens, you know? We weren't able to shake it out of us because we are kind of a living history.
Uh-oh,
birds come.
Angelo Garo's fellow foragers were Bob Carew, Xavier Carbonet, and Peggy Knickerbocker. To look up recipes and find out where Angelo gathers fennel, visit npr.org. Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with Jay Allison and Jim McKee. Next Friday, Freighter Food.